Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning, Audrey. Over 16,000 racegoers battled wind and rain to attend the opening day of the Punchestown Festival yesterday. 6-1 shot Banbridge got up on the final stride to edge out Captain Guinness in the feature event, the William Hill Champion Chase. Success there for the First Cousins, jockey JJ Slevin and trainer Joseph O'Brien. Also at Punchestown, Spillane's Tower made it back-to-back Grade 1 victories for Cork trainer Jimmy Mangan when taking the Dooley Insurance Group Champion Novice Chase. The 5-2 joint favourite was winning in the colours of JP McManus, best known as the trainer of 2003 Aintree Grand National hero Monty's Pass. Mangan spoke to Brian Gleeson afterwards in the company of his wife Mary and daughter Jane, who continues to blaze a trail as an analyst on RTE television.
Yeah, you notice how Mary nearly skulked away out of the picture. We had to pull her back in. Look, she was falling a mare the last day we were in Fairy House, and come today, Dad forgot his hat, but it just proves when you have a good horse, you don't need those things. And the pair of them, they do a mountain of work, and I just think today to find a horse for JP, to send him a horse of this calibre, is reward for that work.
So, Ciara, was Jimmy Mangan, what do you want to say?
Well, I can't add much to that, really. That's, you know, without the likes of JP, what a man for racing. And look, without the ammunition, you can't fire the gun, you know yourself.
Take us back when this horse came off the lorry, off the Martinstone truck, because you're a man with a keen eye of bloodstock.
Well, he looked the real deal. And I just said, if there's an engine inside in that body, we're away. And thankfully there is. Yeah, what an engine. He's got class to bone, you know.
So you thought it beforehand, you were confident.
I was confident, you know. We've never lost confidence in this house. We always had, you know.
He's always delivered. He's always come up. He's not an over-exuberant horse, but he always delivers.
That's Mary Mangan. Connections now, probably thinking about going for the Cheltenham Gold Cup with him next year. Today's feature is the Ladbrokes Gold Cup, due off at 5:25. Live television coverage begins on RTE2 at 3:30. In the Champions League semi-final first leg in Germany, Real Madrid's Vinicius Junior scored twice, including an 83rd minute penalty to snatch a 2-2 draw for the visitors against Bayern Munich. The Bayern goals came from Leroy Sané and a Harry Kane penalty. The second leg is in Madrid this night week. This evening, Borussia Dortmund host PSG in the first leg of their semi-final. Ipswich Town beat Coventry City 2-1 away to move within a point of promotion back to the Premier League. Assuming they come through Sunday week's Leinster final, the All-Ireland football champions Dublin will be involved in a group with Roscommon, Cavan and the Connacht runners-up in the Sam Maguire group stages. A total of 24 group matches will be played, after which the bottom four teams will be eliminated and 12 teams will carry on to the knockout stages. One of the downsides of carrying out the draw before the end of the provincial championships is that we now know that the Connacht champions will have a harder draw than the Connacht runners-up. Down forward, Barry O'Hagan will miss the rest of the season with confirmation that he sustained a cruciate ligament injury during Saturday's Ulster semi-final loss to Armagh in Clonus. Lahinch golfer Áine Donegan has qualified for the US Women's Open in Pennsylvania in 4 weeks' time after shooting rounds of 68 and 67 in the qualifying rounds in Texas. Donegan, a Louisiana State University student and still an amateur, was one of the stories of last year's US Open and played all four rounds at Pebble Beach at one point, occupying a place in the top 10 during the third round. Ronnie O'Sullivan is level at four frames all with Stuart Bingham following the opening session of their best of 25 frames World Championship quarter-final at the Crucible. Kyron Wilson leads John Higgins 5-3. Connacht fullback Tiernan O'Halloran is to retire at the end of the season. The 33-year-old will bring an end to a 15-year career with his native province. And finally in tennis, world number one Iga Swiatek recovered from losing the opening set to move into the semi-finals of the Madrid Open. Her last four opponent tomorrow will be Madison Keys.